that after the maisa, from your action, your heart follows your action. Just as a side note, I mentioned this Nakuda to Rabbi Rappaport last night. He asked me what we spoke about, so I told him the chinuch, Achra Lavovis Nimshocha, Achra Apulis Nimshochas Halavovis. He said to me, I'll tell you a Moridika Maisa. He said, I was sitting Friday night by Yidin Crown Heights. And there was a guy next to me who was a Baal Tshuva. So I asked him, how did he become a Baal Tshuva? So he said, he was a friar guy. And he was living with a Yiddish girl. He was walking down Times Square. And the guy came over to him and said to him, are you Jewish? So he said, yeah. He asked him, is your mother Jewish? He said, yeah. She said, would you want to put on tefillin for 20 seconds? He took out this piece of paper and he showed him. You know, you say Shema Yisrael in English and the Brocha in English. He said, put it on. So he put it on. For 3 minutes, said his Shema Yisrael, said his Brocha. Took off his tefillin and he turned around. Ba'ayela deinenu, the medal in his door. He sees her walking all the way down. She ran over to her and said to him, what's wrong with you? What did I do wrong? He said, you embarrassed me. Embarrassed you? You mean I embarrassed you? We've been together for some time. I mean, embarrassment? We've been doing cold over also before Ne'am Ve'eda. I mean, embarrassment comes in over here? I mean, could I put on a pair of tefillin? I mean, you can just imagine what else they did on Times Square. Tefillin is punk, the thing that you're embarrassed by? So she said, that's different. Anyway, he said that night, he couldn't sleep a whole night. He was thinking, what's pshat, that's different? What's pshat, that's different? What's different about it? What's different about tefillin than doing kol davar asur? And he worked out that it must be that b'yisoid hadavar, everybody has inside him something that stops him doing rotzon Hashem. She was embarrassed by doing something that was right. By doing something that was wrong, she's not embarrassed by. It must be right if she's embarrassed by it. That means what we've been doing till now and she's not embarrassed, that means her rotzon, her natural tendencies went that way. But if I come along and I put on a pair of tefillin and she's embarrassed, that means there must be something right in it that she's embarrassed by. I want to know why. Next day, went into the Baal Tshuva Yeshiva in Crown Heights, and came a Chassidish Yid. Achre ha-pu'ulois nimshochas halavavois. A small pu'ula has an effect on the person, and that's the metzius is, that affects the person all the way down the line. You are affected by what you do, how you do it, what you do. So here, the Chiddush brings down the mitzvah of why the Kohen Gadol, or why the Kohenim have to wear special begotten. Mishor Sha'a Mitzvah. He says, take a look inside. Ha'yisayd ha'kavua lonu. This yisayd which is fixed for us. Ki ha'odon nifal l'fi pu'loisov. A person is affected by his actions. Va'achrei machshavoisu v'kavanosu. After his machshava and his kavana. Va'ashliach ha'machape. The shliach, which is the kohen, who's being mechaper for Klal Yisrael, his whole kavona has to be nitfas, has to be teufas, has to be chapt to this avoida of avoida's kavonos. So how do I get a full concentration from the guy? How is it possible that he should have full concentration? Al kain, roi lil boish begodim yichodim. Therefore, the kohen who's doing the avoida in the Beis Hamikdash, bringing karbonos for Klal Yisrael, he has to be totally engrossed, totally focused on what he's doing. So he has to have something that reminds him the whole time of the chashivas of what he's doing. Al kain roi lilbosh, therefore it's fitting for him to wear special begodim, kishistaka b'chol mokim shevagufa. Any place on his body, he will always remember, miyad yinizka misar b'libay lefnei mihu oivet. He'll always remind him, and he'll always remember in front of who is he serving for? Because every piece of beggar that he's wearing is another remez to Avedas Hashem. V'zeke ain't tefillin. This is like tefillin. Shenistavu akol. Everybody's mechuyev. Laniach b'mixes haguf. Sheir zikaron machsheves hakosher. Tefillin has an effect, and we put it on in order to remind us of our kesher with Ribbono Shel Olam. If you take a look in the Shem Yichud, the Taya Machshavos, it has an effect. It's supposed to remind us what we do when we have tefillin on. We don't do what we do when we don't have tefillin on. Tefillin reminds us of our kesher with Ribbono Shel Olam, and we behave differently when we have tefillin on. Even though the kohen was also put on tefillin, so what does he need the extra begodim for? Since it's such a choshev inyan of doing that void in the Beis Hamikdash, he had to have these extra begodim. And because of this reason, till just above the heel. And the length of his arm, of what he's wearing, the sleeve has to go up to his hand. The mitznefis is the hat that the kohen wore. It's got to be yud zayin amo. Umakifa bereishoy. It's got to be going around his head. He should see it. He lifts up his eyes. He sees the mitznefis. Yud zayin amo is a tremendous amount of going around his head. So it's sticking out. He suddenly sees it. The girdle that he wore around his waist was 32 amos. 32 amos is probably the size of a four-story building. Umakifoy, and it goes around him. Umachzira al guf krach al krach. V'nimtzo, it's so thick that when he's margish it, as soon as he puts his hand down, he feels he's wearing the girdle. That reminds him of who he's doing avoda to. Shemitoch govei barayv ha'akefen azroyis negoyis ba'al kol ponim. Wherever he moves, whatever he's doing, he's touching these begotim. V'chol ze raya l'masha mati l'moed ala emes. This is all a raya to what I've always been said till now, that miroyv pu loysov nimshocha ha'lavodis, that the Rebbeinu Shlom created us in a way that we get affected by the pu'ula, by the maisa that we do, through this maisa that reminds us of the chashivas of what the kohen is doing, the moshel. The kohen has to wear all different begodim to remind him of different nekudas, to remind him the whole time to be in constant watch that he's being an oved Hashem. The same thing as with Klal Yisrael, the Rebbeinu Shlom gave us mitzvahs, tariag mitzvahs, that the whole day is affected, that will always give us a remembrance that we're standing in front of the Rebbeinu Shlom. Before you eat, you've got to make a brocha. There's an asher yotzah. There's a brachas hamazon. Anything you move, wherever you move, there's always a zikaron to remind us that there's a Rebbeinu Shlom. Through the maisa hamitzvah, nimshachas halavovis. Through the maisa of doing an act, which will remind us, even though the begodim, he says the begodim, you didn't really need it. The tefillin alone, the kohen wore tefillin all day. But he needed an extra zikaron, an extra remembrance, because he was standing in such a choshev mokim. He needed that extra remembrance to remind him that he's doing the avodah of Beis HaMikdash and he's representing Klal Yisrael. So you have to have a gatel, 32 amos, wherever he moved, he touched it. You have to have a mitznefes. He lifted up his eyes, there was a mitznefes there. It reminded him, I'm in the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Metzius is, you can be a Kohen Gadol and still not be totally 100% focused on Avodas Hashem. Says the Rebbeinu Shlom had to give extra mitzvahs for the Kohen, extra levushim, which you would say, what's the levush? Big deal. He does wear it, doesn't wear it. What do you need it for? It reminds him who he is and what he stands for. And achre ha-maisen im shochas ha-levovis. Because when you dress like a Kohen Gadol, the Avodas are a different Avodah. Tefillin is not enough for the Kohen Gadol or for the Kohen to be in the Beis HaMikdash to remind him 24/7 that he's standing in front of the Rebbeinu Shlom representing Klal Yisrael. He needed different types of begodim to remind him the whole time. I've added there's a mitzvah in the begodim itself, every beggar was a mazon the mitzvah for the kohen, but that the Ribbono Shelolam Barev Chochmosi created it in a way that pshat is that through wearing these begodim he'll be in constant reminded of who he is, what he stands for, and therefore his lave will be nimshach after his ma'aser. The Mesilas Yesharim, which I'll go more barichas either tomorrow or Wednesday, we'll go more barichas in the Mesilas Yesharim. The Mesilas Yesharim even explains even further that if you want a tam in a mitzvah, a lot of people don't have tam in mitzvah. They don't enjoy it. You sit and learn, you do a ma'aser mitzvah, they don't feel anything. Says the Mesilas Yesharim, after the pula, how you do the ma'isa. Says the Mishnah Shom, if a person would do a ma'isa hamitzah bezrizus, it would bring a certain simcha to how he does to the ma'isa hamitzah. Because when you do something bezrizus, you do something with a cheshek, it affects your whole personality of how you did this ma'isa. Why? Says the Mesilas Yesharim, ki achrei ha-pu'ulos nimshachos halavavos. Through the ma'isa, how you did the ma'isa, that's how the lev gets nimshach. That's how the lev gets pulled in. You do something lazy, you do something half asleep, you do something without cheshek, is the ma'isa mitzvah looks that way. Because achrei ha-pu'ulos nimshachos halavavos. Because the way you did it, you do it fashlept, and you do it all with a kvedus, with a heaviness. That's the way it looks. That you don't have cheshik for the mitzvah, you don't have cheshik to carry on doing it. When a person does a mitzvah bezrizus, says in the Mesilas Yesharim, and he works on doing it bezrizus, the zrizus itself will affect how he does the ma'isa mitzvah, and the ma'isa mitzvah will be a different type of ma'isa mitzvah, because Hayyoshi did it bezrizus, he's got a different gishmak in it. This is just the tip of the iceberg of this nekuda, which affects us 24/7 in everything that we do, whether it's machshava, whether it's in the lamaisa, whether it's in the way we talk, in the way we walk, in the way we eat, in the way we think, in any mundane act, achrei ha-pu'ulos nimshachos halavavos, that the lev is nimshach, gets carried away with lefi, what the ma'isa did. There's no such metzias in this world that I don't get affected by such a thing. There's no such metzias. There's no such metzias as doing a mundane thing and it doesn't affect me. It affects you. Bein l'toiv, bein l'ra, say for good and say for ra. Doesn't make a difference. It could be a mundane thing and it might not be the biggest avera and it could be not the biggest mitzvah and it could be adarab, it could be even a kosher azach. But you will get affected either way. Tomorrow, I don't know if I'll be saying tomorrow, but I would like to continue. I want to learn the Mesilas Yesharim inside, showing you the nekuda of achrei ha-pu'ulos nimshachos halavavos in the ma'isa hamitzvah. And then perhaps we'll start explaining how it affects us in our day-to-day life, that we've been brought up, that doesn't affect us, nothing affects us. As long as you're davening, as long as you're, I don't know if some of you know this ma'isa, but I'll just finish off with this ma'isa. A bocha came to me, he's already a third year, and by third year we hope that he's already on the straight and narrow. He said to me, Rebbe, I'm getting machshavas, what we call flashbacks. So I told him I gave him a school or whatever. Came back a week later, it doesn't work. So I turned around and told him, you're tefillin apostle. Doesn't make sense. If you're wearing tefillin has an effect on your machshava. So he went to the sefer, and the sefer said to him, who made you tefillin? So he said, told him this and this guy. He said, tell the rabbi, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Came back to me, I said, I'm willing to put down $1,000, tell him to open up a Maya Christ, the tefillin, I'll give you a bet, the tefillin apostle, it doesn't make sense. Shein went back, they opened up the tefillin. But the Yevet, they were kosher. You have to get a whole new parashas. Why? Because the Metzias is a Maisa, a mitzvah tefillin of there. And if you put them on right, and if you wear them rightly, it will have an effect on the machshavas, and it's supposed to rekindle a certain kesher with the Rebbeinu Shloilam. And if you're still getting flashbacks after putting on tefillin kahalocha, then there's something wrong in your Maisa HaMitzvah, in your tefillin. That's how strong a Maisa has an effect on a person. We'll continue, Mitzvah Hashem, either tomorrow or Tuesday, or Wednesday. One minute. First year guys, I want to meet again in the library. Thank you.